My family, a few years ago, decided to start celebrating Jewish Christmas, meaning get Chinese food on Christmas and not cook anymore. And now that's in the eastern part of the state near Boston, where poo-poo platters rule the world.
Yes.
And I admit to you that it is still my favorite Chinese food. However, the more educated I get and the more nuanced my palate becomes, I get more into the dumplings, into the noodles, into the what is more authentic Chinese food. And joining us for a local hero spotlight is Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero folks, and Clara Lee from Great Wall in Florence. Now, the other Chinese food tradition that I've incorporated is on New Year's Eve Day, I place a Chinese food order, work a double shift, have it delivered here to this studio, and then go all request for first night. And I've been getting it from Great Wall over the last few years, and it's such delicious Chinese food. But you are a local hero, Clara Lee. Can you talk about some of the farms and farmers that you're working with Great Wall in Florence?
During the summertime, I use the local farm here, like the Chan Farm in Montague.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really big Chinese vegetable farm. They grow a lot of different kinds of vegetables, like bok choy, Chinese broccoli, water spinach, mustard green, Chinese eggplant. It's really fresh, crunchy.
I know too, Clara, you buy corn from Galanka Farm.
Yeah, yes.
And she makes these really amazing corn cakes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever got them, Monty, but
no.
Highly recommend them.
They're
those.
Not on the poo-poo platter, so don't use
them. No, they're not. I will arm wrestle you for the boneless pork strips.
I love that. I mean, that
I
is,
will.
I'm a sucker for that. But how much of the stuff that you're doing at Great Wall is authentic Chinese food as opposed to the Chinese food that I eat, the poo-poo platter, which is more Polynesian, I think, actually.
We had two menus at the restaurant. One's the regular Chinese American Chinese food.
Uh-huh.
Just like you said, the poo powder.
Right.
Pork fried rice. And then the other menu is most for people who really want the well cooking, like a home style. The percentage is pretty high right now. So everybody looking for the fresh vegetable. So we use that percentage really high now, more than like a 50% now.
Wow. So when people like me order the poo-poo platter, do you like roll your eyes and say, oh no, another one of these guys?
No, I love it.
Okay.
Monty, it's funny you said that a couple years ago you did the Jewish Christmas Chinese food tradition, because I wasn't planning this, but my husband and I ended up at the Great Wall restaurant for our dinner, and I got the iron skillet beef. It's just delicious beef with some fresh vegetables.
Are our farmers able to provide you? Do you feel like the vegetables that are coming from here feel authentic, taste authentic for the food that you're making?
Oh, yeah, they're great. They're so fresh. They're so sweet. People love it. When I put the CISA logo on the window, they all know I'm the member of the CISA. I will use the local vegetable. They love it.
I think it's great because a lot of times Chinese food restaurants in general aren't always associated with the local agricultural community. So the fact that you are doing that is such a great thing. And this is sort of an exclusive here. Great Wall in Florence is going to be opening another location. Is that true?
Yes.
Where is that going to be?
In town in Florence also. It will be happen for next year. It's really, really small restaurant.
And so the Great Wall will be in Florence where it is right now, but it's going to be called Little Wall?
Yeah.
And it'll be in downtown Florence. Talk about the noodles and the process of making the noodles.
We are thinking, because I have one person who know how to make hand-pulled noodles.
Mm.
Yeah. And then I have other chef who will come from Hong Kong by next year, helping me to do the opening.
That's amazing.
You know, Monty, another thing I'm wanting to try at the Great Wall, dim sum. It only happens on Saturday mornings.
So what is dim sum for those who don't know, Clara?
Dim sum is mostly like a steam. So different flavors, different kind of dumplings. Like they call like a hagao. Hagao means only shrimp with the rice flowers.
Mm.
The people looking like a gluten-free, that's the perfect one. And then we have siomai. Siomai, they have chicken, pork. So they rub it in the little flour and then they steam it. They're really, really beautiful. We use the little steam car to go over the tables and show people what we have in the car. And then they point and say, oh, I want to try this. I want to try that. Oh. So we tell them, what's this?
So you pretty much a la carte buy whatever looks enticing.
That looks fun and it sounds enticing. Clara Lee from Great Wall in Florence and soon to be Little Wall in downtown Florence. For people like me who grew up not eating real Chinese food and eating the poo-poo platter stuff, what's the first best thing to try to get you from poo-poo platter to the more authentic Chinese cuisine?
Yeah, I will tell them, try something here. Try it. You try it, you will like it. Example, just like people sitting there, they say, oh, I want to order some appetizer on a Saturday. Why don't you try the dim sum for appetizer?
Yeah.
And then you can get the main course from the menu, see how much you like it. When they try, they say, oh my God, that's great. They love it. They say, this is really healthy. It's not fried, not pan fried, it's all steamed, but they bring up really good flavor.
I can't wait until the new one opens, and I can't wait until New Year's Eve when I will get more of the old school poo-poo platter Chinese stuff, which pairs great with champagne, by the way. Nothing pairs better with champagne than fried food, and if you do get some of that Chinese food, I think it's the way to go. Clara Lee from Great Wall in Florence and soon to be Little Wall in Florence in 2020, and Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buy local poo-poo platters, buy local food.org.